couple of racing snippets. Star Turn, who, of course, have Vinery now in the ownership, had a jump out this morning at Flemington. Dwayne Dunn aboard, really comfortable to run second, right on target, following a trial here in Sydney on the 31st, and now the jump out right on target for the Lightning tomorrow week. Blake Spriggs had that bad fall at Hawkesbury yesterday in the first race. I spoke to him this morning. He has a fractured kneecap. At this stage, they're telling him he won't require an operation, but he's off to a surgeon, a leading surgeon today, to make sure that that is the case. He's in a brace with that knee and obviously very sore this morning. He's also very fortunate, Quinny. He's had 9 stitches placed in a cut above the eye, 2 centimetres above the eye, and that tells us just how close that a major damage to that eye could have been suffered. But he's hoping, if the doctors have got it right from the hospital, that he's only going to be out for 6 weeks, because if he had to undergo an operation on that kneecap, he'd be out for much longer than that.
Yeah, you can be lucky and unlucky at the same time, can't you? And I think that's the case yesterday.
Yeah, for sure. Nevesh Ramdani, everyone wants a piece of Nevesh with all the rain that fell earlier in the week. The track manager at Randwick. Morning to you, Nevesh.
Good morning to you, Andrew.
You are starting today with a soft 7, but we know what temperatures are on the way.
Yeah, certainly. They're saying mostly sunny, 38. It's already in the early 30s now. So, you know, you can be rest assured there'll be some drying right through the day. And, of course, a similar day forecast tomorrow, so certainly a bit of drying to come.
Okay, so soft 7. I mean, the question is going to be asked to you, Nevesh. What do you think we can get back to?
Look, I'm hopeful we can start on a soft 5 tomorrow. And if everything goes in our way, probably even better. But at this point, I'm aiming to start the day on a soft 5.
Okay. The stewards are very much keeping an eye on the temperatures. It's going to be a constant heat. Nothing really has changed since we spoke with Mark Van Gestel yesterday. The forecast is that it's going to be hot from 10 o'clock right through till 7, and pretty well, no movement of the meeting can really take place because it's going to be hot. Even if you started early or started later, it's just going to be hot, Nevesh.
Yeah, certainly. And look, today will tell us a few things. I mean, it's a similar day forecast for tomorrow, so we'll keep an eye on it. We'll look after as best we can. We have policies in place that is there to protect everyone. So no doubt we'll be following that to the letter.
Yeah, for sure. The level 2 protocols are there. And we spoke with Gary Fraser, the trainer of Sprite, on the show yesterday, who's bringing the filly from Hawkesbury. Gary's told me this morning he's leaving Hawkesbury at 7 tomorrow morning. He'll be at Randwick a bit after 8, and I know he's going to get a stable there. He's just one horse, but Gary's trying to get Sprite to the racetrack without travelling when it really is hot. So that's the story. So a soft 7, we start. We've got 38 degrees today and similar tomorrow. We'll wait and see what happens. And we're broadcasting live tomorrow from 6:30 on Sky Sports Radio, as well as Thoroughbred Central and Sky Racing 1 live from Randwick. So we look forward to the egg and bacon tomorrow morning. Thanks a lot, Nevesh.
Thank you, Andrew. We'll see you in the morning.
Good on you, mate. Nevesh Ramdani.